Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ernie is one of the captain's assistants for the international team. Got three South Africans on that team, huh? So I know who was picking that team.
Ernie, it's great to see you. Before we get to golf, how's your son Ben doing?
Ben's doing great.
He has autism, and yes. you carry your bag and has the autism speaks logo on it and everything else. And he's what, 9 years old now?
No, he's getting older now. He's 15 already.
He's 15.
Yeah.
Wow.
I tell you,
that's
time,
amazing.
Time flies,
it
man.
It does fly, and he's doing well.
He's doing great, thanks, Boomer. We actually finished our school in Florida, myself and my wife, and. We've got the junior school, the high school going, and we've got some adult services after.
And how many kids are there?
We're close to 300 kids.
Really?
300
It's amazing what you could do, and I'm sure the world of golf, everybody shows up and supports you, and I know you do a lot of fundraising in that regard, so good for you and good
thank
for
you.
Ben. And
yeah, I got to thank the PGA Tour players. I mean, we do an event every year. I'm sure you guys do the same kind of deal in golf, and all the stars come out, and they've really helped us build the school.
It's a really good story, and you've really taken it, and I appreciate that, because I'm a dad just like you, and my son has cystic fibrosis, and we do the same thing that you do, but we do it with the football players and the baseball players, the basketball players. It's amazing how many people actually give of their time, so it's terrific.
Right.
All right, so let's get to the President's Cup. 12 years now, right? Is this the 12th?
12th time, yeah.
Right, 12th time, and it's the American. Americans who are loaded.
Watch out.
Listen, they got a great team. They've, as you say, they've beaten us quite handsomely the last couple of years, but we've got a great team, and you know, it's going to be tough in New York. You know, you guys, I know you're going to root for, but you know, we'll see what we can do.
Do you like Liberty? Obviously, you must love Liberty National Golf Club that they're playing this at. And I know that it's only been around a short period of time. I played it a couple of times, but it is a great venue for the fans to come out and watch and get close to the players.
Unbelievable venue. I can't think of a better venue. I mean, it's close to the city. You can take a ferry across. You know, come through the Holland Tunnel. It's really close, and the skyline is unbelievable. You can see the skyline from every single hole. It's all the guys are walking around with their phones and taking pictures of the city skyline. So it's a wonderful place.
Well, I know they've had the Barclays there a couple times. The PGA has been there before and everything else. And I would imagine that Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Daniel Berger, Ricky Fowler, Brooks Koepka, Kevin Kisner, Patrick Reed, Matt Kuchar, Kevin Chappelle, Charlie Hoffman, Phil Mickelson's going to be in attendance and everything else. I mean, that's a stock that's like an all-star team. That's exactly what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, what are you going to do? On paper, they, by far, the star team. You know, they've had an unbelievable year. Justin Thomas just winning the FedEx Cup race. They've won majors. Justin winning a major. Jordan Spieth winning a major this year. Unbelievable team. So we feel honored to play against a team like this.
I was playing us now.
That's a golf right
you
there,
listen to
man.
Dirty L's. You know, it's interesting. It's been a great year, and I know Tiger Woods is going to be here this weekend, I'm sure. Have you spoken to Tiger in the last few weeks, and how's he doing?
He's doing fine. You know, he's back in the gym. He's getting his back is better. You know, he's had some treatment, as you all know, and you know, I would love to see Tiger out. You know, we're all getting a bit on now. I'm 47, turning 48. I think he's 41 now. So we're on the other side of 40. But, you know, guys have done well. You know, I won a major in my 40s. Phil Mickelson's won a major in his 40s. So, you know, Tiger's kicked my butt for a long time. I'm sure he's got a chance to win one. But we'll see how he's... rehabbing.
You know, you're an interesting guy because you saw the Tiger effect as a player when he came to the tour. And I've often said this on this radio station over the last 10 years that a lot of the guys that we're seeing today are spawned because Tiger made golf cool. Let's face it. Mm-hmm. You're the Big Easy. You're smooth. We get it. People in South Africa love you. We understand all that. But Tiger really made golf cool for a lot of these kids. And I think he spawned a lot of these kids.
Absolutely right. I mean, if you even look at the mannerism, You know, you got the guys. We were, you know, golfers. We don't have the guns, you know.
Right.
I mean, the boys have got the arms going out. They're physical. Tiger was obviously a very physical player. Looked after himself very well. And these guys, as you say, they just want to be like what he did. You know, he won 14 majors, and some of these kids have really started out really fast. You know, Jordan winning 3 already, Justin Thomas, you know, Brooks Koepka. There's a big guy.
But
we could play linebacker,
right,
this guy.
Right, exactly. You know, but, none of these guys, Jason Day, any of these guys, Hideki Matsuyama, they are all, like, athletic-looking now. And I'm not trying to make fun of your era, because even in our sport, it's changed. You know, these guys are 365, 24-7. They never take a day off. They're always in the gym. They're always working out. And it really is amazing what this group of players now looks like. I mean, they are physical specimens.
We can almost call ourselves athletes.
Yes.
You know?
I
mean, you know, you're right. You know, it was the kind of the guys with bellies were professional golfers, and that whole image has changed. The guys are physical now. They're in the gym, as you say. They're practicing a lot. And we play an all-year schedule. You know, when we're done on the U.S. tour, the guys go to Asia, go to Europe. So it's an all-year schedule, and the guys have to physically look after themselves and look at the distances. These guys are hitting.
I don't know about you, Greg. I play. So here's the thing. And I know that this drives Jack Nicklaus crazy. He always says it's the ball.
The golf,
I think it's
why.
I know it's the golf ball, but I also think that it's also the club. And the reason I say that, I'm 56 years old, and I probably hit the ball about 275, 280 regularly. And then all of a sudden I picked up the Callaway Epic driver this offseason. And this season I've been playing with it, and I'm actually hitting it about 290 to 295. And, you know, up at Cabot Links downwind, I hit it about 350.
Oh, come on.
Yes, but I'm just telling you right now that the clubs are amazing, and that Epic driver, and I'm not paid to say that or anything else. I actually use TaylorMade
clubs.
Yet.
Not There's yet. There's his longest maybe drive trophy here, Bernie,
right. Exactly.
With his front and center.
Yes.
There
but,
you go.
But what I'm saying is that the equipment is just, it's insane.
Insane. I mean, it's speed. I mean, the guys, the ball speed these guys are getting back in our time, if you got it over 165 miles per hour ball speed, you were doing great. You're going to hit it 300 yards. And in our time, 300 yards was, you were one of the longer guys. Today, that's the average drive on tour. The long guys now, the ball speed's going through 180, 185.
Mm-hmm.
Club head speed's going through 120 miles per hour. And that's all because of the physicality. You know, these guys are... you know, they're nice and thin. You don't have to get too bulky in golf, but they got the speed, they got the core going, and they got programs. You know, they got trainers out there. You won't believe it. Every guy's got his own.
Everything has
entourage.
Changed. Yeah. Listen, they're all worth. Take a look at when you are getting a $10 million check at the end of the year, as Justin Thomas did, and he was like amazed that he won that check. It's just goes to show you how popular the sport really is. We're talking to Ernie Els. You know, the one thing that I will ask you is that it always comes down to chipping and putting, no matter what you say.
Yeah.
And Jordan Spieth has got to be – would you consider him one of the best putters you've ever seen?
Absolutely. I mean, again, you know, you got to go to guys, the greatest in the game ever had. I mean, Jack Nicklaus, he never really missed a putt that he needed to make. Mm. Tiger Woods. I mean, talk about President's Cup. I remember 2003 in South Africa, of all places, it was getting dark, and he made this putt in the dark that was – there was about two feet of break, and he makes it right in the middle. Jordan Spieth is in that category. You know, he's young. The putter is his weapon. Mm-hmm. I saw a quote he said that, you know, this is the worst that he's ever putted in his life. Da, 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 da. I see him make 25-footers going out of fashion. So the putter, getting the ball up and down, at the end of the day, that is still an integral part of the game. And you can't win majors, can't win tournaments without it.
When you've had struggles putting, I always see, well, Ernie's got the yips, or he's in his own head. Is that the way you feel about it, or is that just what people say about you?
You know what? I went through a bit of a tough patch there. It's amazing. You know, our careers really stretch a long time. You know, a normal athlete, you know, let's call it real sport, you know, like football and so on. If you play, if you have a great career, you're doing it for 10 years. Maybe 12 years, you know, if you're not getting hurt too badly. But in golf, we've got a 24, 25, 30-year career, and there's a lot of things that can go in the head, you know, and that's kind of what happened to me. And then it takes a while to get through that patch. I mean, we have different formats of putting and so forth, but It was almost kind of a rewiring in the
I was going to say, how about changing golf clubs? Because most of the guys I know, every year they want to get the next best golf club. They want to get the next great, you know, wedge or something like that. I mean, you guys change. Is it like every year you're changing? Is it always looking for that special club?
Well, you know, you're always looking for something that makes you better, you know, and equipment is huge, you know. The sand iron, you know, we use three wedges nowadays. You know, you use the 60-degree, you know, in Phil Mickelson's case, you know, he's got a 64-degree, you know, ridiculous. He hits it through his nostrils. And,
right.
And putters, you know, you want to find always something that really suits your game. And then into the driver, you know, whatever company you represent, you work with that company to get the driver better. You know, we want to get at the utmost out of it, the most performance, and then it trickles down to you guys.
Yep.
And it seems to help your game.
It does. My game, a lot of it. RDLs is here for another couple of minutes. In terms of the pairings now in the President's Cup, how do you guys determine who's playing against who?
That's the million-dollar question. I mean, we want to get our side of the competition. We want to get it set. You know,
right.
We want to have a chemistry in our pairings. You know, on the first day, on Thursday, we play alternate shot. So you get a guy drive the ball and his partner hits the second shot and you alternate shots all the way through. And that is chemistry, you know. We have a diverse group. We've got people from Japan, Korea, all the way to South Africa and Australia and so forth. So we not only have a language barrier, but we got to get the personalities to gel. You know, the U.S. team, you know, they play President's Cup and Ryder Cup year after year, so they know
each
how to gel.
Yeah.
So we got to get that formula going, and that's what we're doing. And that's why we got together on Sunday already to get the guys to gel.
You ever get nervous? You never look like you ever get nervous. I mean, with your nickname and everything else. I mean, do you have any anxieties about anything?
We talked about the putting. I guess I got a little nervous there.
But even outwardly, though, you never showed it.
No. I mean, it's just the way our makeups are. I mean, everybody's got different personalities. And
I kind of want yours.
It's, well,
just like,
thanks.
It's whatever.
You know, the interesting thing about you guys, all year long, you're doing your thing. It's all about you. You're with your coach. You're with your trainer. It's singular. But when you get into this situation, whether it be the Ryder Cup or the President's Cup in this case, it's your team.
Absolutely.
And I think you guys actually look like you enjoy being a part of a team finally.
Absolutely.
Like, it seems like a little bit of the, I don't know, is the pressure greater when you're playing with somebody like this and they're required, you know, they're expecting you to do well, or is it more pressure playing by yourself?
You know what? It's a great question. I mean, we as a team, we have so much fun. Behind the scenes, team room, on the bus, you know, we pulling the crap out of each other.
Right.
You know, it's really great. And I think a lot of us, international guys, we played a lot of team sport, whether it was rugby, cricket, stuff like that, and we're getting that same kind of vibe within the team room. But when you get out on the golf course, I promise you, that first tee shot, you talk about nerves, we feel it more so this week because we're playing for a team. And after that, you kind of loosen up and you play for each other. So it's kind of a different week, which is really great.
Well, Artie, it's great to see you. The actual first day of competition is when? Is it
Thursday?
Thursday, and it'll go all the way through Sunday.
Yes,
and tickets are still available. It's at Liberty National or Liberty National Golf Club over in Jersey City. So, Artie, wish you the very best. Wish Ben and your wife the very best.
And
look forward to seeing you again. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.